some of our very youngest school students are getting their hands on some of the most cutting, very latest edge technology. That didn't make sense, but most cutting edge technology is what I'm trying to say. Maybe I should go back to school. A primary school in Woolsthorpe is at the forefront. All of the prep students have been given iPads. Simon Perry is the principal of Woolsthorpe Primary School and is with us. Simon, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How are you going?
Very well. Why are the iPads for all your students?
Yeah, interesting question. We've been using technology a lot here at the school, right through our different grades, and certainly when the iPads came out last year on the market was something that we thought would fill a bit of a niche at the prep level.
Mm-hmm.
Purely because a lot of the applications and things that the kids can access on them are very literacy-based and numeracy-based. So it was sort of, something that I'd wanted to trial it at that level. So, yeah, I had a very enthusiastic teacher at the prep level that was willing to give it a go and try some different things with some prep students.
Okay. How old are prep students, Simon?
Our prep students are usually between 5 and 6. It depends on their when they enter school. But, yeah, 5 and 6 is about their age.
And what sort of applications are on the iPads for them to use? What sort of stuff? You say literacy and numeracy, but can you give us some examples?
Yes. Yeah, so a lot of the applications are quite interactive. So you're looking at things like there's some drawing applications. There's some sight word applications. There's also a lot of stories that kids can listen to. And then also verbalise back as well. So there's the iPad itself, I guess, gives them a chance to listen and then sort of oralise their language as well. There's read-to-me stories and things like that as well. So
what's the advantage then of an iPad over a more traditional computer?
One straight-up advantage is it's mobile. Mm-hmm. The kids can move around the room. It doesn't have to be plugged into a wall or into a blue cable, as we know with internet. And that's something that we've got going right across the school. Our 3s to 6s have netbooks as well, which the mobile idea of technology now is just fantastic, I reckon. And it's the kids don't have to be in one spot. They can move around the school and use the technology.
Can I ask a really simple question, yeah, Simon? With all this technology going on, have you still got a blackboard in the school?
Well, that's an interesting question.
I fear not.
There are some blackboards hidden behind what we call interactive whiteboards.
Right.
In every classroom here at our school, we have interactive whiteboards, as well as your normal text or whiteboard. But interactive whiteboards are something we've had at the school here for probably 4 years now. And we're one of the first schools in the state to have them in every classroom, actually. And it's, again, an interactive whiteboard allows students to interact with content and applications that are on them. So it's, it becomes a two-way thing for kids to be able to access information as well as the teacher. So,
how do the kids take to all this technology?
Look, to be quite honest, we've found when we introduce technology, the kids actually become the teachers because They have grown up in a world that's digital. You might have heard the term digital native, and certainly we believe that kids come with a fair bit of digital knowledge when they come to school. And in a lot of cases, the kids are teaching the teachers how to use that technology. Certainly, I know when I take the kids, they teach me all different things about movie making and all sorts of things.
So, you know that's not how it's meant to work, so.
I know. It's a real role reversal, which I think is fantastic for kids. It sort of builds, their confidence and their leadership as well. And I think that's the advantage of good technology. If it's used properly, it's certainly not a toy. We've introduced technology to support learning. It's not there just to be played around with. It's there to be to supporting their literacy and numeracy.
So you're not going to find a class of preps all huddled in the corner playing Dungeons and Dragons on their iPads or anything like that?
No. Dungeons, I don't know that game, but...
It's one of those games I think people can play for like 7 days without sleeping.
Okay, no, certainly no. The applications are very educational-based. And as we know, with a lot of applications these days, there's a fair bit of gaming involved, mm-hmm, with some of the applications kids use. But yeah, look, they're very, the teachers, and it's part of the reason why we've got Deakin involved with the research, is just to give us some guidance and just see how we can actually use the technology to actually improve the kids' literacy, in the prep classroom particularly, where the focus is with this particular project with Deakin. So
this is something I understand that you've been pushing for. Why are you so into this?
I Look, as a teacher, when I was teaching, I guess I just saw the power of technology and how it can actually improve students' learning, particularly the idea that the technology is very collaborative. It's the kids have to really think and communicate their ideas when they use technology. I think people sometimes think of technology as being individual, but I see it if you put groups of kids on a computer or on a MacBook or something like that, they interact and they have to work in teams and come up with ideas. I think that's one of the advantages that it has. But certainly, you know, in today's world, you know, if you want to find something out, we all go to the internet to use it. So it's really about, you know, using the technology to find out and get ideas. So.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly an extraordinary leap from the days I went to school. I suspect from the days you went to school as well, Simon. I mean, just the way you talk about it, you got all the lingo down pat. You've got content and applications, and yes, this is interactive, and it's all collaborative, and all that sort of stuff. How much further can this go, or is it just a matter of watching where the technology goes and then seeing what can be used and adapted for use in the school?
Yeah, and look, I guess you don't know the answers to some of those things because technology changes so fast. If you had have told me 5 years ago that we'd have, you know, netbooks in every class or in every class at this school, with kids using them and taking them home and doing all sorts of things at home and at school with them, I wouldn't believe you. But yeah, look, it changes so quickly, and I guess as schools we have a responsibility to try and prepare our kids as best as possible for what lies ahead out in the workplace and for the future and those sorts of things, and that's what we try and do here at Woolsock. We try and keep up with the game and I guess try and support our kids learning as best possible.
Yeah. And Simon, can I just ask as well, serious question. When I was younger, and I know it was something that people used to say, you know, half as a joke, when we would watch TV and stuff too much, they'd say, look, if you keep watching that, you're going to get square eyes. But there is serious concern about looking at screens all the time and the effect it can have on eyes and all that sort of stuff. Do you know of any research which is showing there's any effect on children from having so much screen time these days?
Look, I'm unaware of research that is happening. And look, certainly, you know, kids aren't on them all day every day, and certainly aren't on the computers all day every day. It really is, as I said, we've got an article here in the local paper, and as I said, that the technology is there to support their learning. Actually, the article says here about getting rid of pencils, and we certainly have got rid of pencils in the school. Technology is there to support, and it's not there to replace some of the really good practices that we already do. But look, I'd be interested to find out if there was some research around that, because, you know, it is, I guess, a health and safety thing that we have to take into account. But we only have to look at our own lives, you know, the amount of time I spend on screens or looking at screens and email and all that sort of thing nowadays is changed tenfold, I believe.
Oh, look, yeah, I know, and I'm sitting here, I'm surrounded by three screens here, and Prue's got three out there, and there's, you know, they're all over the office, they're everywhere. So.
Yeah, so it'd be interesting, well, I mean, if there is some research out there that's looked at that, because, you know, it probably is changing the way we act and the way we operate. So.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's one of the beautiful things about technology, I suppose.
That's right. Simon, great to talk to you, and fantastic program, and I hope it all works with the kids. I know Deakin University is involved in this as well. So
Yeah, and they've been great. And really, the idea of the project was to get them and form some partnerships with the university, the local university, and try and get them out to help us document some of the good things that we do, because as teachers we often get busy and we forget about the good things that we do, and it's good to have Deakin on board and helping us with that. So
yeah, and I'm very jealous of your students with all the technology.
Yeah, they have a great time here at Woolsaw Primary School. So as you can all in the paper today, there's some very happy, smiling faces, which is great to see also.
So. Yeah, there are. Simon, thanks for your time.
Thanks very much, Dave.
Simon Perry, Principal, Woolsthorpe Primary School. And all the kids in prep have iPads. Are you jealous?